This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome into the whole show powered by Chevron. We made it to Friday. Micah, this is our last non-football Friday. You have like a crease in your forehead and you look so sad. That is the saddest I've ever seen you look. What's wrong, buddy?
I'm not feeling well.
Oh, okay. Because that you look like your dog just died or something. I mean, that was the saddest I've ever seen your face. You good? Was it tummy ache? Tummy issues?
I've felt sadder before. Really? After the Broncos lost Super Bowl 48.
That's how you looked.
No, I was much more sad than this.
I'm starting the show and I look over at Mike and he's just like, he looks really, really sad. But it's our final Friday without real football. I know we got preseason stuff and we have a couple of college real football games. But for us, last weekend, without seeing our local teams play. I'm very excited for that. So we'll get into some of that today. Talk Buffs, Air Force, Wyoming, kind of the biggest questions around these teams as far as questions that need to be answered throughout the season. Big storyline year for the area teams. Big storyline year. We'll talk a little Broncos, too. We got Benjamin Albright joining us, host of Broncos Country Tonight. I feel like the Devon Vele thing has got people. I mean, some people really liked it. Some people really hate it. I'm just seriously like, meh. You got a fourth round pick out of it. It's fourth and a seventh. Good. It's not the greatest thing in the world, but it's not the end of the world. I don't have that deep of an opinion on this. I like their wide receiver. I'm okay with their wide receiver room. I want to see these guys grow, but I don't need four or five of guys relatively around the same age, and neither one is quite taken off just yet. I don't need four of those guys. One or two is fine. Three is fine. So I'm happy with it. You know, and according to Sean Payton, they had more than serious suitors for wide receiver Devon Vele. So they pitched him to the Saints, right? They play the Saints tomorrow. Are we going to see a little Devon Vele action for the New Orleans Saints? Let's see. Denver's head coach, Sean Payton, estimated that in 90% of the cases, talking about the 26th player being traded off of a roster, he said 90% of those cases the trade was easy to make for one reason or another, but he said this was not one of those. He had a hard time with this. He said this one was one of those 10% that, man, he's got all the things we look for. Discipline, structure, smart, tough, talented. That's why this one was difficult. He's going to be a real good player for them. Yeah, I mean, I was excited about him. But I'm just as excited about Pat Bryant and maybe year three for Marvin Mims and Troy Franklin. I'm just as excited about those guys. Like I said, I don't need four potentially good receivers. We know Sutton's good, and the rest, I think, time will tell still. You know, Marvin Mims is better last year, very good special teams player. Troy Franklin in his rookie year wasn't phenomenal, but it seems like his confidence is growing. He's making strides. But Devon Vele is, I mean, he would have been the fifth, he would have been probably the sixth guy on the depth chart, right? So there's a lot of talk about a sixth dude on the depth chart. It's kind of crazy to me. But he said, I mean, he talked a lot about being able to make room on the 53-man roster. And do you really need six receivers? And I mean, he did say yesterday that they could still potentially carry six wide receivers. I'll clear that up with Benjamin Albright a little bit later on. But this opens up space for, I mean, Bruce and I were just talking about Frank Crum, the Wyoming dude. Is he going to make the team? Do you want to carry an extra offensive lineman? Garrett Bowles has had the asthma thing, although Benjamin told us it's not that big a deal. He's going to be fine. Defensively, you picked up a couple of dudes that are prone to injury, and Dre Greenlaw and Hufanga, too. Do you want to carry an extra linebacker? Do you carry an extra safety? So I think in some cases, it's a luxury you can't necessarily afford. And it is what it is. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Okay, so the other one we're waiting on is Nick Benito contract, whether or not that's going to get done. Well, a lot of his waiting, because it sounds like he wants to be a Bronco, yes, obviously. Sounds like the Broncos already put an offer in front of him. But one of the big things that is holding that up is Micah Parsons and Trey Hendrickson. Michael, Jerry Jones had some really interesting things to say about Micah Parsons and the contract situation. Mike, go ahead and play us that first clip. He's talking to Michael Irving on his podcast.
When we wanted to send the details to the agent told us to stick it up our ass.
Wait. Now, see,
just so you're clear.
Wait. What do you mean? Mike and I talked,
and then we were going to send it over to the agent. And we had our agreements on term, amount, guarantees, everything. We were going to send it over to the agent, and the agent said, don't bother, because we've got all that to negotiate. Well, I'd already negotiated. I'd already moved off my mark on several areas. And so the issue, very frankly, is we've had the negotiation in my mind. And the agent's trying to get his nose in it right now and try to come in there and improve off the mark that we'd already set. It's the mama-daddy deal. You go into mama, and she won't do it. And she's the boss. She won't do it. So you run into daddy, daddy says do it, and then you go back in and say, mama, daddy said it was all right. It's the old mama, daddy deal. We've all been there and done that. Well, we've got this resolved in my mind for the Dallas Cowboys, and we've got it done, and if the agent wants to finish up the detail, which is should, and do all the paperwork, and he can do that, and we're ready to go. But as far as the amount of money, the years, the guarantees, all of that, we negotiate that.
All right, so that's kind of fascinating, right? Jerry Jones said the Cowboys offered Parsons, the offer to Parsons was the richest for a non-quarterback. Part of that conversation yesterday with Michael Irvin on his YouTube channel, he said, Jerry Jones said, the contract we offered him would have made him the highest paid guaranteed player other than a quarterback in the NFL. So Jerry is going off on the agent quite a bit here. And he's saying, like, I mean, he flat out, hey, they told us to stick it up our you-know-what. He claims that he and Micah Parsons had an agreement, talked together, and then Parsons leaves. Agent comes back like, no, that's not an offer. That's not what we want. That's a really interesting going, because, I mean, Jerry Jones made it sound like, no, we're good. The agent just needs to figure this out, needs to get it done. I just don't know if the Cowboys are going to get anything done. Trey Hendrickson, not sure if that's going to get done. Somebody's going to pay a lot of money for both of those dudes, and again, that's going to affect the Nick Benito contract as well. Jerry went on, he said, nobody appreciates Micah Parsons more than the Cowboys or me. Nobody has offered him more money than I have to play football, period. When we wanted to send details to the agent, you heard the clip, the agent told us to stick it up our ass, just so you're clear. Do you think he really told him that? Do you think the agent actually said, stick it up your... Think so?
Probably in a more respectful way.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, Parsons made his trade request public on August 1st. He has since, on his Instagram account, has removed all things Cowboys. Like, he went to Penn State, right? All his imaging now is college stuff. And he seems like he's done. Seems like he's out of this thing. And Jones is talking about, like, yeah, no, we're getting it done. And all the agent needs to do is just get this over with and get it done. But it's turning out to be just a messy situation, man. So the longer this drags out, I guess the longer we can expect to wait, both Trey Hendrickson and Micah Parsons, the longer they take here, the longer it's going to take to get Nick Bonito signed. So yeah, Parsons made his trade request public on August 1st. He said the meeting he called for with Jones was about leadership, but the owner quickly turned the discussion to Parsons' contract. He said a deal would not be made without his agent's involvement. Jones said, I've agreed to give more money than anyone than has ever been given in terms of guaranteed money than anyone ever has as far as a defensive player. I've done that. I'm the cat that writes the check. Now Micah's got 3 years with the Cowboys left. He's got 3 years. At some point, somebody has to have the say over the other. At some point, it has to be the way. That might be a buy or sell coming up. Will Micah Parsons play for the Cowboys ever again? Jones is interesting to listen to, isn't he? I mean, he's got that southern... That real southern, I guess, Texas draw, that accent, everything he says. He's talking about the mommy-daddy thing. He's fascinating to listen to. It's just strange how this thing has gotten out of control so quickly between Micah Parsons and his agent and Jerry Jones. So again, why is this important to us? Once this gets done, whether he gets traded or a sign and trade or trade and sign, or he does work it out with Dallas, and I don't see it happening, you're not going to see Nick Bonito sign a contract yet either. He is waiting for those top pass rushers to sign a contract so he can see where he is. Because I'm curious what that number is. In their training camp, Jones said... guaranteeing somebody close to $200 million when he discussed Parsons' contract. And then you compare that to Myles Garrett. He has the highest non-quarterback guarantee, $123.5 million. Nick Bosa has $119. If Jones is seriously talking about getting him close to $200, so like $180, that's insane. Why wouldn't Micah Parsons take that? It's just wild to me. If Jones is being honest on this. ESPN says Jones appears content to let Parsons play this season on the fifth-year option, which costs $21.3 million, and consider using the franchise tag in the future. On Wednesday, head coach Brian Schottenheimer said he was confident Parsons will be on the field for the season opener against the Eagles. I don't know if it's going to happen. Doesn't sound like it. 19 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here. I want to talk about Nikola Jokic and the summer of basketball for him. That's heating up, so we'll talk about that. We got Benjamin Albright joining us in the 12 o'clock hour. Buy or sell. We continue our opponent preview. Didn't get to one yesterday, but we're now... The Broncos are 4-2 in my predictions, and they have the Giants after the trip to London, which I have them beating the Jets. Next is... Russell Wilson and company coming to town. So we'll get into that. 19 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by Chevron. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Just how good will the Broncos defense be in 2025?
So good!
Let's find out together at NoCo's home for Broncos games and talk. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Zanico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Yeah, I'm kind of missing Nikola Jokic, Mike. I miss watching him play basketball, but we're not going to have to miss for long. August 27th through September 14th is the, you got the European Championship Tournament across several countries, August 27th through September 14th. Serbia is considered the favorite to win gold, mainly because of Nikola Jokic and what he's doing. I don't know if I'll watch, but you're going to have them. Where can you watch? Eurobasket games will be available to stream with a subscription to Courtside 1891, which is offered at $29.99 for 1 year. No, I don't need to see him that badly. I can wait until he's back on the locals. I can wait until then. I'm paying $29.99. I mean, I'm a Joker fan. Come on, but I'm not going to pay $30 to watch a couple games. Doesn't mean that much to me. Would you pay $30 to see your favorite player play in an outside the league type tournament? Probably not, I'm guessing, Mike.
Yeah, no. $30? Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Like that's the only way you can watch.
If it was the Broncos, I'd pay, yeah. But just one player to play across
FIBA. FIBA may also broadcast certain games on its YouTube channel. Is that free or do you have to have a subscription? I know YouTube is free, but is there certain, like YouTube TV, is that something you have to have a subscription for?
Yeah, you have to pay for YouTube TV, and I think there are tiers to that.
So you have to pay for this. It's not going to be up, I would imagine. All right, so there goes that idea. But, yeah, get a chance. If you want to, you can find them on Eurobasket's YouTube channel, or you could pay $30 through another outlet there. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, we're going to sit down with Benjamin Albright, host of Broncos Country Tonight. I'm curious to kind of hear what he's thinking as far as like how the Broncos are going to handle the preseason tomorrow morning. I don't care. Like I saw Josh Allen's not going to play. Travis Hunter's not going to play. Do you need to see more to give you a bit more confidence in Bo Nix's second year? Would you like to see him more tomorrow morning when they go to play? Do you need to see more from Bo Nix? Because the last time out, Mike, he wasn't great. They did end up leading or driving down the field and getting a field goal out of that. Their final drive, but there was the safety and just maybe not as crisp. You and I argued a little bit about the Cortland Sutton throw. Was that not a great throw or should Sutton have caught it? How important or crucial do you think it is for a guy like Bo Nix to play tomorrow? And for me, Mike, I don't think so. I don't need to see it because you're going up against the Saints. Lord knows how they're going to operate this thing. So I'm confident. It's preseason, you know. It's just I'm not going to get worked up about what we saw against the 49ers. I think Bo's going to be fine. I think once they actually get into the season and run the stuff that they're going to really run, he's going to be a fine quarterback. I'm not Sean Payton and Paytoning this thing and saying he's going to be a top four quarterback in the next couple of years. I don't know.
I'll do that.
You think
Sean Payton that.
You think Bo Nix is going to be a top four quarterback in the next, let's say, 3 years?
Yes, but I don't need to see him tomorrow. Like, he doesn't have to start tomorrow for me to have confidence in him. It's preseason. You're playing a fraction of your offense. You're playing a fraction of your defense. Like, your playbook's not open. It's not like quote real football. It's real football, but you're not. It's not the real roster. It's not the
when you're not running the plays that you're going to run in the regular season. You're not putting anything on tape that people can get a head start on. So for the what? They have the Titans first. You're not going to run stuff that you're going to run against the Titans. It's just the preseason is necessary. I just don't. I think it's more for getting, you know, ironing the kinks out. Make sure you're not having a lot of pre-snap penalties, making contact with an opponent, you know, tackling, hitting, in a game environment where fans are there. Just kind of, it's just a warm-up. It is what it is. It's a warm-up. It's not even a tune-up. It's not, a preview. It maybe used to be like that. But the preseason has evolved and changed so much. Like, there's a lot of teams, Mike, that don't even play their starters at all. Like, the Rams are one of them, right? I don't think McVay plays his starters.
Yeah, he hasn't played his starters. I disagree with that. I think you should play your starters. Like, you have
for
the three preseason games.
One quarter.
Just play it like the first drive or first two drives maybe, and then play them like the first quarter and a half in the third game. Like, I like the way they're doing this. You're just warming them up.
Yep, it's a warm up. It's not a tune up.
Yeah, it's not like it goes from like sitting on your couch or going to Tahiti to practice with no pads, then practice with pads, and now a game with just a more casual game.
Yeah. I don't like for me. I want to see them a little bit. But I think what we saw against the Niners is enough time for me. I mean, I'm not evaluating. So it's just nice to see him, nice to get him out there, take a few hits before the regular season starts.
I'm evaluating the third and fourth stringers because that's what I want to see.
Well, that's
like
a,
this
that's
is
big.
The game to go, okay, you have like two, three of these players who might make the roster, and then you have a bunch of these players who are going to get cut, who's going to be on the practice squad. That's who I'm looking at. Like that really is the fun of preseason. You never grow attached to a starter in the preseason. You never do that. You always grow attached to a guy, who just like a Will Parks. Like Will Parks was awesome in the preseason. Like I loved that guy when he was in the preseason. He won me over.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of position battles to take a look at. And for the Broncos at wide receiver, and now that Devon Vele is gone, does that mean you're carrying five? Cortland Sutton, Pat Bryant, Marvin Mims, Trent Sherfield Sr., and Troy, did I say Troy Franklin? Sutton, Mims, Franklin, Pat Bryant, Trent Sherfield would be five. Are you carrying six? Does a Michael Bandy have a shot to get up there? We got the Lawnster on the First Advantage Hotline. Lawnster, what's happening, my friend?
Hey, how's it going, man?
You know, it's Friday. It's cloudy out there. Maybe we're going to get some cooler weather this weekend, so I'm all for that.
Well, you know what? The sun's up here in Loveland.
Oh, is it really? I'm looking out our window right now. It's a little cloudy, so kind of like it.
Well, the sun just popped out.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a cooler weekend, so I hope you're ready for it, Lawnster.
Well, you know what? I'm ready for tonight.
What do you got going tonight?
Hey, I've got high school football tonight.
Yeah, that's right. They got their kind of 0 week starting this week. I know we got coverage starting up next week, next Friday night. But, you're going to be out at football tonight.
Yes, I am.
What's the matchup?
It's going to be Loveland against Pueblo West.
Loveland against Pueblo West. How do you think that's going to go down?
You know what? Call me a homer, but I'm going to go for Loveland to win this one.
Loveland takes care of it. All right, my friend. Yeah. Lawnster, what else is on your mind, man?
Well, you know what? For exhibition game, I will not watch that game tomorrow.
No? Not interested?
No. No. In fact, I'm going to be checking out maybe a couple of college games tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Definitely the college games. Like, that to me is, that's kind of the must-see tomorrow. There's some interesting matchups in this one.
It is. No, exhibition football, I cannot get into it.
Well, you have, Iowa State and K-State at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's number 22 and number 17.
Yeah, I think that might be a pretty good game right there.
Yeah. Big game. Big opportunity right off the bat. And then I'm interested in the Fresno State-Kansas game, honestly.
Yeah, I am too. I think that's another one that's going to be pretty good right there.
Watch out for Hawaii this year, Lawnster. I think they're going to be better than a lot of people think.
AM, that's what they play, what, Stanford tomorrow?
Yeah, do they play? They play Stanford 5:30 on CBS tomorrow.
On CBS, okay. Yeah, know what? I think my Saturday's cut out from the word go.
It's like all placed perfectly, too, these games throughout the day, so it'll be great. Lonster, appreciate the call, my friend.
Hey, you have a good weekend.
You too, man. First event is text line 888-530-0043. Yeah, like, for me, obviously the Iowa State and Kansas State game is big. But Fresno State and Kansas is interesting because, you know, Big 12, a middle road Big 12 team who came on strong last year. I mean, Kansas was so interesting. They were supposed to be really good. And then I think they had some injuries. And they lost, like, they won their first game and they lost five in a row or six in a row or something. No, it was five. And then after that loss to Arizona State, they kind of figured it out. They beat Houston. They lost a close game to the then number 16 Kansas State Wildcats. Then they beat the number 17 Iowa State. They beat BYU, who was sixth at that time. And then they beat Colorado, who was 16th at that time. They beat them 37-21. So they kind of got hot, and that's just kind of an interesting team. I like their, you know, their running back who's now with the, who was it? Who's with the Saints now? Devin Neal. He was really good. 36 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination. And we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hall.
Uh-huh. 41 minutes after 11 o'clock. Man, next week. Colorado State and Washington. UNC's getting set to take on Chadron State. We've got Air Force and Bucknell starting August 30th. The Buffs going up against Georgia Tech next Friday night, a week away. Wyoming is at Akron is that a Thursday game? Is that really a Thursday game? How about that? That can't be right. I'm really excited if that's the case, but yeah, it says August 28th. It's the Thursday, Mike.
5 p.m.
Thursday night football.
And the Zips are hosting.
Yeah, let's go. All right, I'm going to do this. How many of these teams are winning? Week one. UNC home against Chadron State. Are they winning?
I don't know anything about Chadron State.
They should beat them. They have better resources than Chadron State. That's kind of where I go with it. I don't know a lot about this team. I'll learn more from Ed Lamb next week during the Football 52 podcast. Okay, so we got the Rams going, or the Bears going 1-0. I already know your answer to CSU Washington. I agree with you. So far, we're on the same page. Air Force and Bucknell. Yeah, Air Force, right?
Air Force. I think Bucknell is a high school.
Yeah, what is a Bucknell? What is it? Where is it? How is it? And why is it? Colorado and Georgia Tech. Buffs at home against Georgia Tech. Who do you like there? That's a tough one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Georgia Tech.
Really? Yeah, I just don't know.
If I have the right Bucknell, they are in Pennsylvania.
Oh, nice. Wyoming and Akron. Wyoming win that game? They should. So I'm going to say I'm going to say, I don't know. With CU and Georgia Tech, that's the toughest one. I have a feeling they're going to lose it. And I got to get into Georgia Tech a little bit too. And we've got the Rocky Mountain College kickoff coming up next Friday. We start that. We're going to be doing that live. Derbs, Tanner, Danson, me. It's going to be great. We're excited for that. And we'll replay it. There's just so many Friday games this year between the area schools that it just made sense. Big Hub texting in. Any game you're looking forward to this Saturday? Yeah, I mean, I think it's the Fresno State-Kansas game, I think, is kind of interesting. But obviously, the big one is the Iowa State and K-State game, 10 o'clock. Not sure if I'll watch that one, though, live. I might record it, though. Watch it later.
I'm excited about Denver-New Orleans.
Are you would watch that over real football?
Yes, I would.
That is at 11. I would watch Iowa State over Kansas State. I'm done with the preseason. I can do about one. I can do about one, and then I know we're evaluating, but I will watch the Broncos because everybody in my family is going to be wanting to watch the Broncos. The in-laws will probably hang with them. They would rather watch the Broncos, so that'll be on television. But Go Poke says, GT, bro, easy. Okay, so Georgia Tech over Colorado. LOL, picks on Wednesday, that's the future. Picks are on Friday, everybody knows that, even though there's games on Thursday. So I have to pick the Wyoming game, on a Thursday. Mike, should we do a test run of the Thursday night special? Should we test run it and do pick the Wyoming game?
Yeah, we could pick that.
Yeah, we could do that. Because we need a preseason, too. Get us rolling for that, so we could give it a shot. Yeah. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Isn't it weird to have a game Thursday night at 5:30? It is weird. Is college football going to... I mean, we're going to get to the point where they're just playing earlier in the week. Wow. How often are they going to do these Thursday games? I'm looking right now because there's several Thursday night or Thursday games. So after this weekend, next Thursday, Wyoming and Akron, Boise State and South Florida, Ohio and Rutgers, Lafayette and Bowling Green, East Carolina... There's a lot. Dude, there's a lot of Thursday games. I'm not going to list them all. Oklahoma State plays UT Martin. Stephen F. Austin in Houston. Nebraska and Cincinnati.
I hate the Friday games, too.
I do. Well, because you're usually working. Is that why?
Well, yeah, not just that, but I like my games on Saturday.
I don't mind it for me. For me, like... I like night games. I like staying up late, watching night games. I'm good with that. Texter says, I've been told that it is what the networks want is Thursday and Friday games. Why? Is it because of more fixed eyeballs on a Thursday night as opposed to throughout the day?
Well, yeah, and a lot of people don't watch TV as much on Fridays. So they need more of a draw.
Oh, to try to help Fridays?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like it. College football in the middle of the week? Kind of the middle of the week? Yeah, no, I'm good. I like it. Friday night? Let's go. Thursday night? Let's go. I'll go Wednesday. Maction. Let's do that, too. Absolutely. You're anti. I'm for it.
I mean, I'm for football all the time. It's just like, when it comes to Saturday versus Thursday, Friday, I'd rather have my team play on Saturday.
What's your ideal time to watch your favorite team play football? Favorite college team, because Broncos are either 11 or 2:15 or whatever.
Well, I'm used to the Pac-12 after darks.
You like the late nights.
So I like
I do too.
The 8:30 games.
Mm-hmm.
Now that my teams in the Big Ten, there's going to be a lot of let's play a game at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm a very active person. My child is a very active child, and so we are out doing stuff on the weekends, and that doesn't change when football season hits. Now, I typically go to CSU stuff for their home games. I don't travel, so I'll be at some of those this year. I believe that's the plan. So I record a lot, and then I go through and I watch. If I'm watching live, then I'm live tweeting and stuff. But a lot of times I'll just record some of these games so I can really sit down and focus. 49 minutes after the hour, GoPoke says, Saturdays are for the boys. College on Saturday. 7 p.m. kicks are dope. Friday is for high school. And I get it. I get the high school crowd that gets really upset and worked up about that because they're like, our kids don't get to watch. But if you want me to just be selfish for a moment, for me personally, sitting down on a Friday night, like next week, Friday night, 6 o'clock, Georgia Tech, Colorado, boom, dialed in. Dialed freaking in.
I will take a Thursday night college game over a Thursday night NFL game.
Why?
Because that's too short of a time for the players.
Yeah, I don't. That's the whole reason we do the Thursday night special thing, because it's the least the game that I think players want to play in the least, and we make it seem like it's the biggest thing in the world, and it is. It was voted on by Forbes magazine, or I think. We're waiting on approval. They haven't called yet, but I heard a rumor.
Forbes magazine teen edition.
Yeah, maybe. 11:50. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. Coming up in the second hour, Benjamin Albright, host of Broncos Country Tonight, will join me. We got our top stories of the day to hit as well. An update on Malik Beasley, who was being investigated for gambling in the NBA. And we have an update and more coming up next.
Tonight at 5 to hear all about Fossil Ridge Sabercats football. Brought to you by Backus and Shanker.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Are you a big fantasy football guy?
Nope.
You don't get into it? You've done it a couple times, though, right?
I did it the year that the Broncos had the stellar offense, and I picked all Broncos. And then the next year, you guys told me I'm not allowed to pick all Broncos.
And so you quit.
And then I had to pay attention to other things, and I didn't like that.
Well, we made fun of you for that, and you actually beat me. You picked
with
all
the Broncos. Yes, I beat you once. I had two wins.
Yeah, that was embarrassing for me. We've got our fantasy football league that we do here at the station. We're trying to decide if that's tonight or if we're moving it. I don't know. But I used to love fantasy football. Like my other buddy. I love you, man. He just sent out his request for our other one that we've kept going for years. It's just a lot to pay attention to. And the more things you get going on, and I guess with this show, the more teams I'm focused on and following, it becomes really difficult to sometimes just remember to set your lineup. You got to do it. A lot of times you got to have stuff ready at least by Thursday. You want to play your guys Thursday. It's just not what it used to be for me. I'm not sure.
If I didn't have a pile of stuff on my desk, if I wasn't sitting in another room while there's a pile of stuff on my desk, I might consider it. Because I like football stats and stuff, and I like paying attention to that. I just don't
have
the time.
I do like it still, but there are days where you're just behind and stuff, and then suddenly it's like, oh, I have to set my fantasy lineup. Damn, go Pokes, texting in. The line for Wyoming and Akron, the over-under? Take a guess what the over-under is, Mike.
6.
No. 50.5.
For Akron or for Wyoming?
Well, team over collectively, combined. That's shocking to me, because Wyoming didn't really do much offensively. Wyoming is a 7-point favorite in that game. That's pretty high scoring, isn't it, Go Pokes? Pretty high scoring game for Wyoming.
I guess I don't know what over-under means.
It means over 50 points. If you add the two scores together, They equal over 50 points. It's not rocket science. Over, under 50. 11:50. We'll teach you. You'll learn. You'll learn.
I don't gamble.
You'll learn. Top story of the day coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.